Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 1st, 2019, day 121. Today's topic: come and see how I'm going to do amazing things. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 63, verses 1 to 11, Judges chapter 13, verse 1 to chapter 14, verse 20, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 51, Proverbs 14, verses 15 to 16. Today I have two passages. The first one is Judges chapter 13, verses 17 to 20. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true?" He replied, "Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding." Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. That's from Judges chapter 13, verses 17 to 20. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 38 to 39. They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come," Jesus replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. In today's John chapter 1, verses 29 to 51, 33 verses, the word "see" appears 18 times. That's very unusual. It records how the two disciples of John the Baptist, Andrew and Simon Peter, then Philip and Nathanael, saw how Jesus did something amazing that was beyond human understanding. All four of them followed Jesus after that. And today's Judges chapter 13, verses 17 to 20, has similar record of how the parents of Samson saw an angel from God prophesied to them who could not have any child that they were going to have a son. And then the angel did something amazing that was beyond human understanding as a promise from God. How about you? Have you seen things performed by Jesus to you that is beyond human understanding? Do you understand why he did that for you? What does Jesus want you to see? May you be able to see what Jesus prepares for you to see every day so that you can honor Him and be a channel to bless other people. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to see what you prepare for us to see, so that we can honor you and be a channel to bless other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration and strength? Number two, how can you start this lifelong journey of allowing Jesus to open your eyes to see? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family members of today's catch. May the Lord bless you.